The following program contains moments of exceptional sophistry. Be warned and be cool.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Dion DeMuccine, he's got aces up his sleeve from his latest album. Hi, I'm Mike Gold, and there's nothing up my sleeve. This time, for sure, it's Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, and we just got a lot of great ass-kicking music for you tonight. All kinds of groovy things, plus about 31 minutes. That'll make you sort of have to wash your ears out with soap afterwards. Yeah, it's another one of those. And we're going to start off with another one of these, the Muffs, right here on GetThePointRadio.com, the finest pop culture radio on your block.
I One is something which arose, the song arose, because the agency that manages our publicity contract also manages a contract for the American Cancer Society. They asked us after they heard the Odorono commercial on the album. They asked us if we'd do one to discourage youngsters from smoking tobacco. So we said yes, and we tried it out. We were a bit sceptical at first. We don't want to dictate to anyone what to smoke. But it came out pretty good. So we play it on the stage now, and it eventually might find its way out to a single, but you should be hearing it on the radio soon. It's a song about someone that doesn't smoke and doesn't die of obesity, even though he is very fat, and ends up looking after all the children of the people that died of cancer. It's the guy's name is Little Billy.
He died before his time. did it.
Sound of the Stooges. Certainly. That was Search and Destroy. The B-52s flew by right before that with Rock Lobster. Before them, yes, Suzy Quattro. I don't do gentle. There's so many things I can say to that one. Before Suzy is Manfred, Manfred, Man. Why should we not? Why not? Am I the only person who remembers Dayton Allen? Betcha I am. Before Manfred Mann, Palmyra Delran. Lies for You. Before that, that ooh, Little Billy. Before Little Billy was Lula and the Bebops. They took us to Kansas City, and we started the whole thing off with Big Mouth from the Muffs. Should be self-evident. The last several days, every time, just about every time, I turned on one of my many, many music-producing devices. I don't go far without my music, I'll tell you. I heard Howlin' Wolf. Hey, I share, and I'll do so in 11 seconds.
This is the
Mike Go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
After a long way from home, can't sleep at night. Grab your telephone, something just ain't right.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Sleep at all. You know another mule is chicken in your stall.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I have part of your brother. You better watch your happy home. You better catch him. Cause something wrong.
Smoking if you have the whole bone.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
To your house, knock on the front door, run around to the back, you'll catch him dead before he goes.
That's evil. Evil is going on. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Yeah. heard of days that he did way out in New Mexico a long time ago, when a man's only friend was his own 44. Now when Billy the Kid was a very young lad in old Silver City, he went to the bed way out west with a knife in his hand. At the age of 12 years, he killed his first man. Fair Mexican maids play guitars and sing songs about Billy, their boy bandit king. Before his young manhood had reached its set end, he'd a notch on his pistol for 21 men.
my right hand, get me a stack of Bibles 10 feet high. I want a jury of my peers, 'cause I need everyone to hear. I'm ready to testify. It was my best friend and my wife, clean destroyed my life, made my worst nightmare come true. That's the blues. Get right down on the business. I'll call my first witness. That woman said she loved only me. I found her intertwined with that so-called friend of mine. Call her exhibit A, make him B. You know what chills me to the bone? How long has this been going on? And when I asked them to stop, they refused. Sins against humanity. You know that they did the crime, and I'm doing time. Nothing the law can do. That's the blues, the whole blues, nothing but the
early this morning. Look at the tears rolling down the street. I said, look, Scott is crying. Look at the tears rolling down the street. Can she be?
Mike Bloomfield, the sky is crying. Actually, from what I see on this here really beautifully colored map, much of the sky is snowing across America right now. Geez, you know, you'd think it was like December or something, the way it's snowing so much. David Bromberg from his latest, right before Mike, that was... Are you ready? The Blues, the whole blues, and nothing but the blues. Also the name of that new album. It's not that new, it's a couple months old. Nancy Wright before that, Boogie for J.I. I think it's J.I. Is it J.L.? Well, I can barely read my computer's handwriting. Before Nancy was Rye Rye Cooter, Billy the Kid. Everybody's got a song about Billy the Kid. You know, one of the briefest careers in outlawdom generated tons of music and movies and TV shows. It's just a kid. Before Billy were the Stones, Andrew's Blues, and we opened the set with, as promised, Howlin' Wolf, one of his many signature tunes, Evil. And when I said that, if your little pinky stuck out, you've been watching too many movies. Okay, our next blockbuster set, well, I'll tell you the story behind it afterwards, but I should warn you, if you got any, like, small children around, either put your hands over their ears for a while, or give them some paper and let them take notes. They're gonna pick all this up anyway. Come on, where do you live, in a monastery? But first, of course, I'm gonna scream at you.
Mike, go!
Look, darling, it's the singing gynecologist.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC. They will clean up all your talking in a manner such as this.
They will make you take a tinkle when you wanna take a piss.
And they'll make you call fellatio a trouser-friendly kiss.
Here's the plain situation. There's no negotiation with the fellas at the freaking FCC.
They're as stuffy as the stuffiest of special interest groups.
Make a joke about your bowels and they order in the troops.
Any baby with a brain could tell them everybody poops.
Take a tip, take a lesson. You'll never win by messing with the fellas at the freaking FCC.
And if you find yourself with some young sexy thing, you're gonna have to do her with your ding-a-ling. Cause you can't say penis. So they sent this little warning. They're prepared to do their worst.
And they stuck it in your mailbox, hoping you could be coerced.
I can think of quite another place they should have stuck it first.
They may just be neurotic or possibly psychotic. They're the fellas at the freaking FCC.
When you walk in the bar and you're dressed like a star, rocking your F-me pumps, and the man notice you with your Gucci back crew, can't tell who he's looking to. Cause you all look the same, everyone knows your name. to fame. Never miss a night, 'cause your dream in life is to be a footballer's wife. You don't like players, that's what you say. What you really wouldn't mind a millionaire. You don't like ballers, they don't do nothing for ya. What you love, a rich man 6'2" or taller. You're more than looking for a man, what you end up with, one night stands. He could be your whole life if you got past one night, but that part never goes right. In the morning, you're vexed, he's on to the next, and you didn't even get no taste. Don't be too upset if they call you a scare. The news every day you get pressed. You don't like players, that's what you said. But you really wouldn't mind a millionaire. All them big ballers don't do nothing for ya. What you'd love, a rich man 6'2" or taller. You can't sit down right, 'cause your jeans are too tight, and you're lucky it's late. With your big empty purse, every week it gets worse. At least your breast cost more than hers. So you did Miami, 'cause you got there for free, but somehow you missed the plane. You did too much E, met somebody, and spent the night getting caned. Without girls like you, the club and not see anyone. Without girls like you, there's no nightlife. All those men just go home to their wives. Don't be mad at me, 'cause you're pushing 30 and your old tricks no longer work. You should have known from the jump that you always get dumb. So dust off your
the happiest days of my life, spent in the arms of another man's wife, my mother. Oh, mother, mother, you're more than just the old man's little woman. Mother, mother, you're the one that I hold dear. Who else could make your bed and tidy up your room and wash your dirty socks out in between? Who else, in case you ever got run over, would make certain that your underpants were clean? Oh, mother, mother, you're more than just the apple of my eye. You mean the world to me, and though I'm far across the sea, I'll come home again to you by and by. Mother, mother, you're more than just the old man's little woman. Mother, mother, you're the one that I hold dear. Who else could make your bed and tidy up your room and wash your dirty socks out in between? Who else, in case you ever got run over, would make certain that your underpants were clean?
Oh, mother, mother, you're more than just the apple of my eye. You mean the world to me, and though I'm far across the sea, I'll come home again to you by and by.
By and by.
There is no other quite like a mother, except of course another mother. Mother, I'll come home again to you by and
put on his overalls and his working gloves. He said United drew again to his cousin Harry, and read a magazine about crime and secret love. And if it all sounds boring, if it all sounds boring, if it all sounds boring, then there's something wrong with the song. Mama went down the hill to the supermarket. She brought back groceries in a carrier bag. Then she hung up a coat and then she put on the kettle. Sat down with a cup of tea and lit a fag. And if it all sounds boring, if it all sounds boring, if it all sounds boring, then there's something wrong with the song or you. And answered yes, miss, when they called his name. Auntie Mary rearranged the mantelpieces and sucked a peppermint before the red man came. And if it all sounds boring, if it all sounds boring, if it all sounds boring, then there's something wrong with the song or you. For me, for something.
Look inside your tiny mind, and look a bit harder, 'cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. It's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval. Really need to go to war, well, you're already in one. Cause it's people like you that need to get slew. No one wants your opinion.
At her front door. Now, she's quite a proper lady, so I didn't ask for anything more. But I was feeling oh so groovy that I went down to the movie. And I sat down, and guess just what I saw. In a porn, down at the dirty foot. I saw Polly in a porn. I didn't know she knew them tricks. What I seen nearly struck me blind. I never knew she was theatrically inclined. In a porny with a pony, and that nearly blowed my mind. Was she galloping?
No.
Oh, was she trotting?
No.
Oh, was she riding across the country with some tall, dark, handsome person? Or was she wearing a cowboy hat? Well, not exactly that. But at least I recall she had her spurs out. I have old Polly in a party. I keep on going back. Yeah! In the very last row, I'm singing low with my coat bouncing in my lap. Ooh! I spend each dime I can afford. I swear she's gonna win an Academy Award. I saw Polly in a porny with a pony, and the pony seemed a little bored. Oh, oh. Ride, Polly, ride! Slide, Polly, slide! Oh, pass me that popcorn, Pepsi, milk, Dunce.
Doctor, I said I'm feeling kind of rough. Let me break it to you, son. Your shit's fucked up. I said my shit's fucked up. Well, I don't see how. He said the shit that used to work won't work now. Shucks, oh well, it's all fucked up. it's shot to hell. Yeah, yeah, my shit's fucked up. It has to happen to the best of us. The rich folks suffer like the rest of us. It'll happen to you.
I love words. I thank you for hearing my words. I want to tell you something about words that I think is important. I love, as I say, they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really. We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know. And then we assign a word to a thought, and we're stuck with that word for that thought. So be careful with words. I like to think, yeah, the same words, you know, that hurt can heal. It's a matter of how you pick them. There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words. Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television. What a ratio that is. 399,993 to 7. They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7. Bad words. That's what they told us they were, remember? That's a bad word. No bad words. Bad thoughts. Bad intentions. And words. You know the 7, don't you, that you can't say on television? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Huh? Those are the heavy 7. Those are the ones that'll infect your soul, curve your spine, and keep the country from winning the war. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow. And tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know? Yeah. It's such a friendly sounding word. Sounds like a nickname, right? Hey, tits, come here, man. Hey, tits. Hey. Hey, tits, me toots. Toots, tits, tits, toots, man. Sounds like a snack, doesn't it, huh? Yes. Yes, I know, it is, right, a snack. But I don't mean your sexist snack. I mean new Nabisco tits. The new cheese tits. Corn tits and pizza tits and sesame tits, onion tits, tater tits. Yeah. Bet you can't eat just one. Wow. That's true. I usually switch off. But I mean, that word does not belong on the list. Actually, none of the words belong on the list, but you can understand why some of them are there. I mean, I'm not completely insensitive to people's feelings. You know, I can dig why some of those words got on the list. Like cocksucker and motherfucker, those are heavyweight words, you know. Oh, There's a lot going on there, man. Besides the literal translation and the emotional feeling, I mean, they're just busy words. There's a lot of syllables to contend with. And those K's, those are aggressive sounds. They jump out at you, man. Cocksucker, motherfucker, cocksucker. It's like an assault on you, you know? So I can dig that. Now, we mentioned shit earlier, of course, and two of the other four-letter Anglo-Saxon words are piss and cunt, which go together, of course, but forget that. Little accidental humor I throw there. Piss and cunt. The reason that piss and cunt are on the list is that a long time ago, certain ladies said, those are the two I'm not going to say. I don't mind fucking shit, but P and C are out. P and C are out. And of course, the word fuck. The word fuck. I don't really... Well, here's some more accidental humor. I don't really want to get into that now. Because I think it takes too long. But I do mean that. I mean, I think the word fuck is a very important word. It's the beginning of life, and yet it's a word we use to hurt one another quite often. And people much wiser than I have said, I'd rather have my son watch a film with two people making love than two people trying to kill one another. And I, of course, can agree. It's a great sentiment. I wish I knew who said it first, and I agree with that. But I'd like to take it a step further. I'd like to substitute the word fuck for the word kill in all those movie cliches we grew up with, right?
Okay, Sheriff, we're gonna fuck you now. But we're gonna fuck you slow.
So maybe next year I'll have a whole fucking rap on that word. I hope so. There are two-way words. Those are the seven you can never say on television. Under any circumstances, you just cannot say them. Ever, 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 not even clinically. You cannot weave them in on the panel with Doc and Ed and Johnny. I mean, it's just impossible. Forget those seven. They're out. But there are some two-way words, those double-meaning words. Remember the ones you giggled at in sixth grade? And the cock crowed three times.
Hey, the cock crowed three times. Hey, it's in the Bible.
There are some two-way words, like it's okay for Kurt Gowdy to say, Roberto Clemente has two balls on him. But he can't say, I think he hurt his balls on that play, Tony, don't you? He's holding them. He must have hurt them, by God. And the other two-way word that goes with that one is prick. It's okay if it happens to your finger. Yes, you can prick your finger, but don't finger your prick. No, no.
Loose
Scotia locks. You might not ever know just what you've missed till you've taken a piss with sweet Maxine, honey. She's a water queen. Don't you know? Nothing can be too obscene. But all my boys fulfill your sickest dreams.
Sort of like Martha Hoople, honey.
Dogs, horses, or a guy, give someone that a try. Or maybe a tree,
or maybe me.
It's Kama Sutra. It's Kama Sutra time here in the year of the Diamond Dog. You know what that means? It means it's time we all got together again like we used to do in the old days when Woodstock was cool. Thinks he's Mark Bolan or something. To us forever, folks. We've got to get back to Woodstock, back to singing with each other like Joni wants us to do. Oh, Joni Mitchell. Just kind of a communal singing between us, drawing us closer together. Sometimes it's a fine line between Joni and Yoko. Let's sing along, ladies and gentlemen. If we say it, you say it. If we say comma, you say comma. If we say sutra, you say it. Cretans could do it.
Okay, now here we go.
It isn't. Jerry Garcia wouldn't get out of his own puke to sing again. Come on, man. Let's have a little gusto in it.
Come on!
Yeah!
Yeah!
No. This is not an Elton John concert.
Okay, I promised you a story. I got this buddy named Mike Grell. You may have heard of his name. He's been a cartoonist, legendary writer, artist for decades, and my friend for decades. We've collaborated on stuff. And out of the blue, he sent me and some other buddies this clip from Family Guy. And I listened to it and I just had to play it. And since I had to play it, I had to build a set around it. And since I built a set around it, I got as sophomoric as I possibly could and delved into all sides of the issue there. And then I let George Carlin explain the whole thing. We opened with the cast of Family Guy, the freaking FCC, without whom none of this would be necessary. From there, Amy Winehouse, Fuck Me Pumps, and Yes Guys, That Really Is a Thing. Two from Neil Innes, everybody's favorite singing gynecologist of the Ruttles and Eric Idle and Monster Dog Doodah Band fame. First there was Mother, then there was Boring. Maybe I revealed too much. After Neil, Lily Allen gave us Fuck You in that cute, sweet little voice. And the amazing children's book author and cartoonist and songwriter Shel Silverstein, I Saw Polly in a Porny, followed by Warren Zevon, My Shit's Fucked Up. I know I say this every time I play the tune, but if I get a terminal diagnosis, I hope I'm half as cool about it, a third as cool about it, as Warren Zevon was. God bless you, Warren. George Carlin explained the whole thing with seven words you can never say on television until cable TV came along, which is not under the aegis of the FCC. And we closed the set with Lo and Eddie, who just made history. This is true. They just made history. They sued people like iTunes and Pandora and Spotify and all of those people because the way the rules went, those guys didn't have to pay royalties on music that was previous to like 1971 or 72. Now, Flo and Eddie, before they met Frank Zappa, were known as the Turtles. They thought that was unfair because that was where most of their careers were. So they sued, and they won. Now, of course, all these other guys who are going to have to dig deep into their pockets, they're appealing, so I'm sure Flo and Eddie will be long in the grave before this one is settled. But you know what? They stood up for themselves. Good for them. As was Kama Sutra Time, which is how we closed the set. Going back across the pond for Nick Lowe in 10.
Mike, go!
What am I doing here?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio. Seven nights to roll. Seven nights.
I wanna show my face with a different little woman in a different place.
out like a kiss. He hit me, but it didn't hurt me. He couldn't stand to hear me say that I'd been with someone new. And when I told him I had been untrue,
if she didn't care for me. lovers and look for my joy. Maybe it was real, but so far my joy. Maybe it was real, but so far my joy. I'm gonna go to Slidell and look for my joy. Go to Slidell and look for my joy. Maybe it's Slidell, I'll find my joy. Maybe it's Slidell, I'll find my joy. Take my joy, I want it back. You got no right to take my joy, I want it back. You took my joy, I want it back. You took my joy, I want it back. I'm gonna go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Maybe it was Memphis, I'll find my joy. Maybe it was Memphis, I'll find my joy. I'm gonna go to Slidell and look for my joy. Go to Slidell and look for my joy. Maybe
have to play.
From the top, Niccolo 7, Nights to Rock. The Crystals, He Hit Me, and that requires some words. It was produced by Phil Spector. This should not come as a shock to those of you who know that Phil was convicted of murdering his girlfriend. Also, the song was written by the legendary team of Jerry Goffin and Carol King. Yep, You're So Vain, Broadway, all that. At the time, I suspect that that song probably didn't raise too many eyebrows because we sort of accepted that. Lord knows Ike Turner did. Now, that was 50 years ago. You probably can't imagine that there'd be a time when that would be so accepted. Life's gotten a little bit better at the very least. After the Crystals, we had the Ramones. I Wanted Everything. Who doesn't? Lucinda Williams, Joy, The Fools, Play With Me, and we closed with So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star? By a Rock and Roll Star, Patti Smith. I'm Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. We'll be back next week. Same batshit time, same batshit channel, right here on GetThePointRadio.com. Guess who's taking you home tonight? Suzanne Vega.
Song. Three or four? We're gonna start again. I'm gonna start again. All right.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. The man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I am
thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
I'll stay a week or two, I'll stay the summer through, but I am telling you, I must be away.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the-